his kuna, even though it comes out normal, the head first, the head does not pata. That's all Rabbi Yossi meant to say. But Avada, Rabbi Yossi would agree when rove of the body comes out, that's called a leida. So words like this, Elomer Zibethoki Koma, Yotze Mechuta Chumasuris, so Misha Yotze Rubai Hareyuk Yelut. So that's what the Tanakhama says. So the Diki is Hokut Kunoi, if the head comes out first, Harosh Poita. That's what's mashpat of the Tanakhama, even though it's mechutach, it's in pieces. Rav Yosi Yemeno, Mishiyotik Tekunai L'chayim. When do I say that the Rosh Pat is only that comes out when it's alive? But if the baby comes out, the Nefula comes out mechutach in pieces, then even though the head comes out first, that's not called a Leda. The Gemara says now, Taninam Yochi, don't let this also, Taninam Yochi. Yotza Mechutach Misuris. If the fetus comes out in pieces, or else comes out feet first, so mishayotza ruba reze kilut. When rove of the body comes out, that's called yilut. So diik is hork tikunai, but the fetus comes out normally head first, then harosh poiter, that's what the Tanakhama holds. On this, Rabbi Yosi Yemino, mishayotza tikunu lechayim. When do we say that halacha that the rosh pot is only if it comes out alive? Now, when the baby comes out alive, a normal, healthy baby, so then we say, what gives it a shame later? You don't even need the whole head. As long as roiv of the head comes out, that's called a later. And v'yezeh roiv roishoy, what's called the majority of the head? So Rabbi Yosi Mirisi says, mishiyotze tedov. When the temples come out, the temple, the sides of your, or the sideburns, like the temples, that's called a later. Abachonin mishum revishu roime mishiyotze padachtoi. When the forehead comes out, that's called roiv of the head. The HM, some say, Mishir nor karne roisha, when you see the horns of the head, Rashi says it means, goiva roisha sheitzalayrif. Like in the back of the head, the top part of the back of your head, like where the ball ends, like the back part there, the goiva over there, that's where it's called roiv of the head. So that comes out of the isha, that's called the leida. Yeah, and this is what when it comes out of life. If it comes out of mace or mechuta, that's the machlokes, if that's called leida or not. Or could be according to everybody, even though we have the coin to Rabbi Yochanan, that the rosh patis, but when it comes out of mace or an eifel, could be everybody agrees, it's only patis when the whole head comes out. That's halach here that we say roiv of the head is enough, that's only for sure when the baby is alive. But if it's not alive, then we would not say roiv harosh, at most it would be when the whole head comes out. Yeah, now the mission is like this. Hamapelis, ven yedua mahu, venishas in miscarriage, and she doesn't know what came out. She doesn't know if it was a zocher or was nekeva, but she knows she had a vlad. So locher is a teshel zocher or nekeva. That she has to be lechumra, be noig as if it was a zocher or nekeva, means the first 14 days she's tummy, then she only has yimei toyer until the 40th day like a zocher. What's going to be ain yedua in vlad hoya? She had a miscarriage, but she's not sure what came out, whether it was a vlad or not. Maybe it wasn't even a vlad. She has no tumas later. Then the locher is, in vlad to imlav, then teisha v'lazoch on the cable nido. She has to be lechumah to say that the first 14 days she's tummy. Then after that, she doesn't have any yimei toyer. But rather, she sees dam, then she has to be afraid maybe she's a nido. Because maybe there was no lady altogether. So it did not give her any yimei toyer, but rather only the first 14 days, she has to be tummy like an akeva. Yeah. So clearly the question is, why does the Mishnah have to say that a zocher for? The Chura zocher does no people. The Chura just should have said, l'nikeva ulanida, that the first 14 days she's tummy, and then after that she's a dinida. So Rashi brings down the Gemara and asks this question. Why does he have to say zocher for? That we'll see in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says like this, Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, over a nohor, let's say an ish was going through a river, the pilot, she had a miscarriage. And Rashi ben Yudas Mash doesn't know what it was, whether it was a vlad, or whether it was tam ruach, or tam nofel, or im ruach, sherei noflamai went into the water. So she doesn't know what type of miscarriage she had, whether it was called a lady or not. So it say he says, Alokhav Yeshua ben Levi, that nevi a korban v'nechol, she has to bring a vade korban and the kohen can eat from it. What's going to be? Why? Because the svari is holachacher of noshim. Go boss the majority of noshim. And v'roiv noshim v'lav mali yodin, most ladies, when they're pregnant, when they give birth, or have a miscarriage even, of v'lav comes out, not a ruach, not tam water. Tanan, we learn like this. Says na mishnei ni yudua in v'lad hoya, if you do not know if it was a v'lad or not, she doesn't know what kind of miscarriage she had. So says the mishnei, teish v'lzach on kevel unida. So Marshall, when there is a suffer, then maybe it's not a lady altogether, and therefore she has to be cheshit for dam nida. The question is, amai, why? Amai teish v'lnida, what is after the 14 days passed by? Do we say that she's tummy with the nida? Lema, why don't they say, rather, hovachacha roiv noshim? For roiv noshim, v'lad mali yodon. So we should for sure say at most it was a zocher or a keva. So after 14 days, she should have yimei toyer until the 40th day. So what's Pshana Mishnah that says that because she's a nida, that it wasn't a vlad? So it's a kasha nimshur malevi. So Mer says, mas nit in the cases b'shlehuchsako uvra, that we never knew for sure she was pregnant. So therefore it's like a suffix. That's why we have to be machmir, maybe she's a nida. When everybody knew that she was pregnant, it was nikkur. Then we say, if she's mapil, we say for sure she was mapil of lad. Toshma, come in here. It says that the hema she yotzamalei. Yeah, the hema that left us when it was pregnant, full. Or boy, later the hema comes back, reconnaissance, the cow comes back and it's empty. So we don't know what type of lady it had. So abu achreya, the next kid it has, is Bechor Misafik. It is called the Bechor Misafik. That's Safik Mekdusha. Why? Because maybe the first one, Rashi says, Bechor Misafik, Shem Zeho Yevlad, for Boach Reveina Bechor, or Shem Ruach, maybe the first one was only Ruach Apila. And therefore the second one that comes out is a Bechor. So that's Loch of a Safik Bechor. So the Loch Rashi says that the Bailim eats it b'mumay, because I'm much afraid of over Raya. The question is, Amai, why? Let's go after Rov Behemoth, Vlad Malia Yodon. So we should say, since we know for sure this cow is pregnant, so we say, should say for sure it had a Vlad. And therefore the second kid it has, for sure should not be a Bechor. For your Poshidu, and the second kid it has now should be a regular Behemoth, and should be able to eat it, even without a Mum. So Marin says, Omer Ravina, Mishum Dikala Meimah, Rov Behemoth Yodois, Dovra Poitim of Bechorah. In Islam, it's like a true. Roiv Behemoth give birth to something that passes you from a Bechorah. It's like a true. But Umiyutan Yoldes Dovishain of Poitim of Bechorah. But there is a Miyut to give birth some to a Ruach, to something that does not pass the second one from a Bechorah. Now, Bechol HaYodes, whoever gives birth, is Metanfois. She lets out some Shmut, some dirt. Rashi says it means Yoim Echod. Before she gives birth, she lets out some dirt comes out from her. Some dirty blood, whatever it is. Vezu, this behemoth now, hoyevle tinfa, since no dirt came out from her, is Israel Aruba. She's out of the roiv, and therefore we have a right to say the first one was not a real leda, it was only a ruach. For the Gemara, that's true what you said. E kol hayodos metantos, if every behemoth that gives birth lets out some dirt first, is so ho, this behemoth then, midalai metantos, since it did not let out any dirt, is bechor malyu. So that should be a proof for sure to not have it for its baby. It wasn't a leda. It was only a ruach. So the second one should be a bechor malia. So more so like this. El rad aim like this. El aimo rov yodos metanfois. That most behemoths that give birth, taka, let out the dirt first. The zoo, but this cow, hoya voloi tinfa, didn't let it out. Israel aruba, it's not from the roiv. So therefore we have a good start to say maybe what came out first was only a ruach. Was not really a Vlad. So if only in this case do we say the second baby it has is a Suffolk Bechor. But if it wouldn't have been for this race, Kubla Kim Shurman Levi says that Stam Ishas or even Behema, Rova them are Yoldos, are Yoldos. Nothing more says, Ki Osti Rovin, when Rovin came, Omri said like this, that Moshe Rav Yosef Rav Chanina Toya, Rav Yosef Rav Chanina asked the question about the Loch of a Toya. Pusun Tirashah that's a Masnisa. The Mari Bisha Toyanisha that lost the count, she doesn't know where she's holding, whether she's Yimei Tuma, Yimei Nida, Yimei Ziva, will soon see, but she doesn't know when she have birth to how long the Din Tumor is. So he asked a question about that halacha, but V'lo Yadana Matyufti is not sure what the Tyufti was. In other words, when Rovin came, he said that Jeb Yisrael Rechnina asked the Kashra on Yabishu Ben Levi, that he said, you go boss a Roiv, Roiv Nosher Mayodais of Lad Malya. So he asked the kasha of Nisalok of Toya, and it says he wasn't sure what the question was. My Tiyufta. How do we want to say Mai? What kind of locker is it? Where is this locker about Toya? Titania, we learn like this. Titania, we learn like this. Isha sheyotza malaya. An Isha left the home, left the house when she was pregnant. Or bore konis. Now she comes back to us and she's no more baby. She's not pregnant anymore. The vila fenenu, she comes in front of us. The locker is like this. And she's not sure when exactly she had the leida. She forgot, she doesn't know. And now she comes back to us. It's like this. Shloisha shivuyim, the first 3 weeks, tohirim. For 3 weeks, she's tohor. For asara shivuyis, then the next 10 weeks, echot tomei v'echot tohor. 1 week we say she's tomei, and 1 week we say she's tohor. Now, misham says this lady can live with her husband, lior shloisha v'chomish. The night going into the 35th day, that's all. No other day. We make her go to the mikvah, tishim v'chomish tvilus, 95 times she has to go to the mikvah, divrei b'sham, these are the words of b'shamay. And b'silu says no, b'silu leimrim, shloishim v'chomish, only 35 times. So this sheet is a going now, that tvilah b'zman mitzvah, means at the time when the isha is supposed to go to the mikvah, it's a mitzvah to go then. So even though it's a suffix, whether you're Torah or not, still you should go. Like Lamash, let's say she was the yoledis. So after 7 days, she gave birth to a zohar, after 7 days, there's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah. It was in the cave after 14 days, after the 40th day, after the 80th day. So it's a mitzvah to go. So even though Minasofik still she's tamei, we tell her she should do the mitzvah bizmana. So we'll soon see, according to Beis Sham, it comes out 95 times, according to Beis Lukum, 35 times. We have Yosef, if you don't know, he holds Dayil at Tefillah Shtei Bachreina. He holds, no, we don't open this war of Tefillah bizmana mitzvah. It's not Stama mitzvah for her to go to the mikvah. She only goes to the mikvah when she could become Torah. So only at the end of all the days, after these 14 weeks, at the end of these 13 weeks, then we'll let her go to the mikvah. But before, there's no purpose to go to the mikvah. So Rashi says like this. Rashi says the case is that she came to us at the end of a while. The vila for says, Kalayim, Mishabola for Neinu, Yashvalo, Shloisha, Shvirim, Tayrim. Mikol v'chol, that the first 3 weeks she has to be torn not to see any dam. V'chol eis, v'chol im yoyim bo, v'loidok yekuli hayd yoyim, but the first day she comes also included? Yeah. Then the next 10 weeks, 1 week is tamei and 1 week is tor. The more will soon explain everything. Nothing worse is like this. So it's like this. Bishlem is very good. Shvuyi rishayna lemeshemeshes. The first week she has no right to live with the husband. Eima yiled a zocher. You have to be afraid. Maybe she gave birth to a zocher and she's tummy for 7 days. So even though she doesn't see any dam the first week, still we say she's tummy. You have to be afraid. Maybe she gave birth just yesterday. Therefore, the next 7 days she's tummy. Shvua shniyah, the second week, even though she doesn't see any dam, also we do not let her live with the husband. Eima, we say yiled a nekeva. Maybe just the day before she came to us, she gave birth to a girl, and therefore for the next 14 days, she's tummy. So the first 2 weeks, she's tummy, she can't live with her husband. Shvuishli, what about the third week, though? Who are talking about the first 3 weeks, she doesn't see any dam. So what should be wrong? Let her go to the mikveh after 2 weeks, and she should be mutter to her husband. Terence says, no, you have to be afraid. Ema, maybe she gave birth the day before she came to us, and it was, you led this mikveh bezoi, maybe she gave birth to a mikveh, and she was a zover then. Like before the leida, she saw 3 days during the 11 days between one nidus and another nidus, and she saw them before she had a pregnant her leida pains. So therefore, she had a din zover on her. And the loch is if she had a din zover right before she gave birth, so then the first 14 days that she's tummy machma a din leida sekeva, that does not help for the zayin akim. It's after the 14 days passed by, then she first has to sit another 7 days to have zayin akim. That's why we say the first 3 weeks, even though she doesn't see any dam, still she's tummy, she can't live with the husband. So that's what it says here. Maybe she's a yedis b'zayvi. Yeah. So therefore it's good why the first 3 weeks she comes to us, even though she's tor, she doesn't see any dam, still we say she can't live with the husband. Elo, the question is like this. Shvua revi, the fourth week, why not? Why can't she live with the husband the fourth week? Here in the Brisa it says, only the 35th day she can live with husband. That's at the end of 5 weeks. So the question is why? So what's wrong with the fourth week? So as Alpha Gav the Kuchazi Dam, even if she would see Dam now this fourth week, is a churah to shamish. She should be mutter to live with her husband. To adam toiru. Like the 4th week, even if you want to say she gave birth to a zohar, but she has dam toiru to the 40th day. So the 3rd week is only now the 21st day. Even if she sees dam, then she should be tor. What's the reason why we say she can't live with her husband the 4th week? Love isn't the reason, mishum de leazdin the basaruba. Because you have to be afraid maybe the lady she had was not a good lady. Maybe she didn't give birth to a nefesh, she gave birth to a ruach, that she has no din leida. And therefore, she sees dam now during the 4th week, we say she's tamei. So this is the kasha in Mishur B'Levi. If you say, here we're talking about this Isha left the house when she was pregnant. So if you say, rov noshim, give birth, so go basa rov, she has a din leida, so now the 4th week she should be mutter to her husband. And since it says here in the Brisa she's also to her husband, it's a right, we did not go basa rov. Samura says, Elamai, what do you want to tell me? If so, Elamai, lo yadano, my tiyufta. So what did he mean to say back before? He said before, the Maaseh was what says what when Rovin came, he said that Rav Yosef Echlini asked the question, but Rovin did not know what the question is. So according to this, why didn't Rovin know? The court's a very good question. He asked a good question, I'm sure Malevi, he said, go basal roiv, so she had a din yaledus here, so the 4th week she should be mutter to her husband. So what do you mean to say you don't know what the question is? It's more like this. The reason why I didn't know what the question was like this, because it's a simple answer. Ema, what am I saying? The pshat is, she came back now. We do not know when she gave birth. We have to be afraid, maybe she gave birth 3 weeks ago, maybe she gave birth 4 weeks ago. So even though she gave birth to a zocher, it's true, like Mishur B'Levi says, rov nostrum that are pregnant give birth. So of course this lady had a good birth, and she had a din yimei tum and yimei tairo. But now, this 4th week, we have to be afraid, maybe it passed by already the Yimei Taira. Maybe she gave birth 5 weeks ago. And it's after the 40th day already now. So that's why she's also to her husband. Not because she don't go bus arrive. Avada, we do go bus arrive. But still, Ema, let's be afraid. Maybe she gave birth way before that now when she comes to us, this 3rd week, the 4th week, is after the 40th day already. Good, so that's why it's not a kasha in Mishur B'Levi. But now we're going back to spring of Brisa. So far we understand more of the Chumrah, the 4th week she can't live with her husband either. Now, Hach Shvua Chamishe, the 5th week, to Toyeru, the Chumrah, if she's Torah, she doesn't see any dam, to Shamish, why can't she live with her husband? So Mora says, no, Hach Shvua Revi, this 4th week, Ko Yoyme V'Yoyme Mesafka, B'Saif Leida, over Tchilas Nida, like this 4th week, the Pshat is maybe it ended now, later, like maybe she gave birth to a zohar, and the 40th day passed by. And as she sees now the end of this 4th week, that gives her a din nida. So that's why the whole 5th week, she's told me mach was a din nida. So Mora says there, misafka misaif leida over tchilas nida. Therefore, the esrim v'timnia, for the Gemara, kasha still, the esrim v'timnia, the 28th day, gufa, in the Mora, the esrim v'timnia, the 28th day, means the beginning of the 4th week, maybe that's the beginning of the Nida. She sees dam now, that's the end of the 40th day of Leda, and now she starts to be a Nida. And therefore, boy lemesav, shivul nidasa. She has to wait another 7 days to become Torah from a Tumas Nida. So that's why the 5th week she's also to her husband. But the Esrim, the Fatimakash, is still the Esrim v'chad, the 21st day to Shamish. Why can't she be Mishamish the 21st day? Look, we're at the end of the 3rd week. Like even it's not to say that she was a Zava, but a Zava, the 7th day, can go to the mikveh ready. So on the 7th day itself, the credential should be taught, she'd be mutter to live with her husband. So why can't she live on the 21st day? Even if we're talking about the first 3 weeks, she didn't see dam. So the first 2 weeks, she's tamei machmas leida. The 3rd week, she's tamei machmas Zava. But when she finished 21st day, that's the last 7th day of the 3rd week, she finished the Zayin Nikiyim. So why can't she live with her husband on the day of the 21st day? So we're still in Echnami, but Reb Shimon, he goes according to Reb Shimon. The Yom, the Beyoz, also last us came. Midrabbanan is also to live with your wife if she was a Zav on the 7th day. Even though she went to the mikvah, and Midrabbanan, she's Torah now, but Midrabbanan, we don't want that to happen because Shema, we're afraid, Tov Ledei Sofik, Liyurta. Sofik means maybe after she lives with her husband, she'll see Dam again that day. And then it'll be Saiser, all the Zayin Nikiyim. So it's like she was never Torah. So therefore, we don't want to live with a husband until the end of the 7th day. So Mora says, very good. Liyurta to Shamish. So let him live with the husband, though, the night going into the 22nd day. Like after the 21st day passed by, after the Zayin Nikiyin passed by, let him live with the husband that night. Sumara says, the Torah says, Kishurosa Berif, we're talking about not that she saw Dam on the fourth week, the first day by day, but even that night, the first night she saw Dam. So that's the case here. That's why she can't live with the husband. So that's the husband of Bryce. Why the first 3 weeks she's also. Then the fourth week you have to be afraid maybe she's a nidah. And only the 35th day, that's the only time she's matibil, so she can live with the husband. Now it says, according to Bishamim, at the end of the seventh day, you have to go to the mikvah. End of the seventh day, you have to go to the mikvah. It's a mitzvah to go bizman, we're going now. Therefore, that seventh tefillah is the first week. Shvua Shniya, the second week already, matvilo noisab lelusa. We make a go to the mikvah twice, once by day, once by night. Why? At night time she has to go to the mikvah, Amy led us in the cave. Maybe she gave birth to in a cave, and now it's the end of the 14th day, so therefore every day it's maybe the end of the 14th day, she has to go to the mikvah. Be your mama, we also tell her to go every day by daytime. Amy, maybe you led us a zohar b'zevi. Maybe she gave birth to a zohar, and she was a zohar there. And therefore, it finished already the first 7 days as Tum Zohar, and maybe now it's finished the next 7 days as Yemein Zayin Yemein Kiyim for the Zayva. And the Zayva goes to the Mikvah B'yayim. Therefore, we tell now every day the second week to go, both by day and by night. Shvua Shlishis, the third week. Mat Vidal Nabi Imam, we tell to go by daytime to the Mikvah every day. Why? Amy led us to Kaiva B'zayfi. Maybe she gave birth to an Akeva, and she was a Zayva then. See, for the first 2 weeks she has Tumas Nida, Tumas Yiladis as the Keva. Then the third week she's becoming Torah from the Zava, and the Zava goes to the Mikveh B'yayim. Now, B'lei Los, so why should I go to Mikveh every night also? Because Be Shaman the Tamar, Shaman goes according to Zon Tam. The Yom that he owes, Tfulas Yom Orech Boi Tfila. The Tfila, she's a Yom Orech, she's a Tful Yom. The Zinub Yiladis is, let's say in the Keva, after 14 days she goes to the Mikveh. And then it's called Yemei Taira, but she's not really Torah complete until the 80th day. Rashi says, Beshamu Tamad Yom Perak Achron, Tfulas Yom Orach Dain Yoledes, She Tfulas Yom Kol Shishim Veshisha, Shishim Veshisha. The 66 days of Yemei Taira from an Akeva, so in the same Shriyam, you have the 14 days of an Akeva, she goes to the Mikvah. But she can't eat Truma till the end of the 80th day. So therefore, Beshamio Srich Litfo Lior, the night going into the 80th day. The night going into the 81st day. She said at the end of the 80th day. Hilkar, therefore, every night, also, it's a Sufik, maybe this is the end of the 81st day, from the day she comes to us. And therefore, the first week also, Iklas Smuke Bahachi. But the first week doesn't bother us, because anyway, she has to be Toivol, Mishum the Din Zachar Shaboy. Therefore, every single night now, she has to be Toivol, because maybe this is the night going into the 81st day, and therefore, that's also Tefillah B'Zmana. So, Kitzur, that's how Beishami has all these Tefillahs of 95 Tefillahs this Isha would have to make. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding Daf Lamed Amud Aleph on top. Again, in the middle of the Shali, according to Beishami, this lady that comes in front of us, and she gave birth, and we say now with the question of 11 weeks here, and throughout these 11 weeks we said she has to be Tovil 95 times. Because Beis Shammai holds, Tfilah Bizman Mitzvah, means to say as soon as the time to be Tovil, it's a mitzvah to do it. So therefore the first week she comes in front of us is a Sufik, maybe it's the end of her Yemei Tumah V'Zohar, so she has to be Tovil every night. And then the second and third week that the Sufik, maybe she ended a Zava, so she has to be Tovil twice, once by day Mishum Zava, and once by night Mishum the end of a Tumah out later. And then all the days in between, all these days, the Gemara says also she has to be Tovil every single night. That was last Gemara, because B'Sham al-Tam, the Amri, Tfulas Yoyim Aruch, Boi Tfila. That the Locher is when a Nida, Yoledis, let's say after 7 days of a Zohar, or else after 14 days of an Akeva, when she goes to the mikveh then and then she's Tor, so it's called a Tfulas Yom Aruch, meaning to say that she's not Tor completely, she can't eat Truma until the 80th day comes by. So therefore he holds every single day she has to be Tovil, because when it becomes the 80th day at night, she has a mitzvah to be Tovil. So every single day now is a Sufik, maybe it's the 80th day, therefore she has to be Tovil every single night. And therefore, all these 66 days, like after the first 14, the next 66 days, she has to be tevel every night, because maybe that's the last night of a tful yom orach, and therefore she has to be tevel.